You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
So you want to become an MSP. Maybe you're already an MSP and you just want to get better. The managed services profession is an exciting, vibrant, and important community. It serves tens of thousands of customers and organizations all over the world every year, and that number is growing every year. Being a great MSP takes practice, it takes patience, and it takes a fair amount of planning, actually a lot of planning. And that's why we have decided to create a series of short, instructional podcast episodes to help guide newer MSP organizations. It doesn't necessarily have to be startups. You could be mature, seasoned MSP organizations to help you navigate the often complicated world of managed services. And this series is going to hopefully sequentially take the listener through a series of kind of early stage, pre-revenue business entity, all the way to fully production ready, delivering a managed services offering kind of evolution. Now, I say sequentially, we're going to be doing these things in somewhat of a sequential order, but if you consume them in a different order, that's fine. I think the larger point is that you should go through all of these steps and make sure that you have all of these steps performed and checked off before you start to actually, invest significantly in tools, in people, in anything that's serious in your MSP practice, because these will help streamline a lot of your steps, a lot of your planning, and allow you to do it more efficiently and with minimal kind of complication and duplication of effort. And episode number one of the series, and we're calling it the MSP Best Practices Series. Step number one is something that it's a head scratcher for a lot of people. Like when I talk to MSPs and they say, "Hey Charles, what's the first thing I need to do is being an MSP? Give me some advice, And what should I do as an MSP startup?" The first thing I always say is "What's your business plan? Show me your business plan." And they have a look of kind of a vacant look sometimes of, don't you mean buy an RMM? Because I already have an RMM. I just bought it last week, and they said that I'm an MSP if I buy that. Well, no, that's not necessarily true. And how do you know which tool to buy? I don't know. Oh, who are your customers? I don't know. Where's your geographic service delivery area? Do you even have one? Are you global? Are you national? Are you state, provincial? Are you based in a city? Do you have a vertical market of customers? What types of services are you delivering? What size of customers do you have? Do you want to have? These are all baseline questions, baseline fundamental questions that if you don't have answered, and if it's not a formal business plan, at least have it as you spent some amount of time, I mean real serious time, thinking about what you want to do, what you're good at, what you think you can deliver. Because that is so critical to making all the subsequent moves that you're going to have to make, including buying that RMM tool, right? I don't mean to say that you can do this without an RMM. Far from it. But if you don't have a plan on how you're going to do it, then you're going to potentially waste money and time, and that's neither of those is good. And, you know, this advice is good for startup. This is an indispensable advice for startup MSPs. And that includes MSPs that are starting up maybe with people who have already had MSP experience in their past. Maybe they've worked for an MSP. Maybe, you know, their company got sold, and so they spin off and they say, hey, we're going to start up a new MSP practice. A very common thing, by the way, that has been happening for 20-plus years. Yet another reason why I think this, you know, this concoction of consolidation happening in the market is really off the mark. But the larger point is, no matter what your experience level, no matter whether you have or don't have experience as an MSP, and even if you are a fairly mid-level MSP in terms of your experience, maybe you've been operating for a handful of years, you'd be surprised how many MSPs who have been operating for a certain period of time have never bothered having a business model. Like, they still don't understand who their customers are. They still don't have a really good grasp of what services they offer. They don't document those things. They couldn't, even if you made them. They don't even have baseline pricing. They don't know how they arrive at their pricing. They don't know if what their pricing levels are profitable or not. Right? Those are really critical things, like really fundamental, important things to know as an MSP. And they're the things that you ought to know before you make any other moves to become an MSP. And so the importance of having, and why I have always said, what is your plan? And then I take them through the list. What is it that you want to do? Right, like if you were in the restaurant business, it would be similar to saying, "Well, I want to start up. I want a restaurant. I want to feed people." No, that's not enough. What do you want to do? Well, I want to open up a family restaurant. Okay, what does that mean? Do you want to serve Italian food? Do you want to serve Greek food? Do you want to serve steaks? Do you want to serve, you know, seafood? Do you want to be vegan? Do you want to be buffet? Do you want to be fine dining? Do you want to be fast food? What is it that you want to do? It's that level of detail and that level of planning that must take place in preferably some sort of documentation that I'm going to call a business plan that will provide the structure for all the subsequent steps that you need to perform in order to become, even on day one, a viable service delivery MSP. So here's a great example. If you don't know with a high degree of specificity, and I mean really well, like you understand at least two of these things really well, you're going to be in trouble. Or you're going to be facing more difficult and challenging headwinds than you should be or need to be, because all of these things are eminently solvable. I mean, when I see struggling MSPs when they come to us, they are almost always not dealing with an issue of they're just being outperformed by another MSP who's better than them. They're struggling because they have failed to plan sufficiently and they left the dock too soon, and they forgot to plug the numerous holes in the bottom of the boat, and they're sinking. And they're wondering, why am I sinking? Well, before you set sail, you should have figured out if you had holes in your boat. So some of the things that are very critical must have bits of information for your business plan. Number one, you have to have a charter or a mission statement that really addresses a business need of a fairly articulated customer class. And that means you have a good sense of who the customers are and or what types of services you want to deliver to that class. Now, I'm saying and or because some people say, look, I don't want to be a specialist in any one type of customer. Like I want to be SMB, right? But I don't want to differentiate if I'm in, you know, North Carolina, if I'm in California, it doesn't matter where I am. I'm going to be good at delivering these types of services to a broader customer class. That's fine. But what are the services that you want to deliver? Like those have to be well articulated and documented in your plan. So that means not just, I want to be a managed service provider to the SMB. That means I want to deliver enterprise-grade managed IT security and other related infrastructure and business technology services to the SMB sector at an SMB price. Like that would give a great amount of context to someone reading it, because that would mean, okay, well, enterprise grade security, all right, I get that. That means some of the things that are now evolving, like XDR, SIM, SOC as a service, things that have traditionally been in the enterprise layer for many years that are now filtering down into the mid-market SMB, right? That's a very crystal clear picture. You want to get that even more well-defined? You apply that same service methodology or plan to banks, hospitals, insurance companies, law firms, accounting firms, retail stores, restaurants, shipping, entertainment, gambling, hotels, real estate, government, state government, local government, county government, federal government, and on and on and on. Your ability to add a lot of detail to either the types of services you deliver and, but at least or, the types of customers to whom you are selling. So services and or customers. If you have those both really well defined, you have solved an incredible amount of variables that are going to present themselves to you during the course of your pre-launch run-up. Like those are going to be really critical things that if you, let's say you went out and bought all of your tools that you said, you go to a trade show, you went to all the trade shows, you know, in a 6 month period and you just went crazy. Remember, because you have all your money, you're sitting on a pile of money. And you just spend and spend and spend and you buy all these tools. And you didn't answer those two critical questions, you could end up with the absolute wrong tools, a bunch of expenses, and you got to start all over again. Because none of those tools works to achieve the goal of delivering those services to those types of customers. I'm not trying to belabor this point, but I want it to be well stated and I want you guys to hear it. Documenting your plan, thinking about it, right? It's not just writing it down. It's thinking really hard about what it is that you guys are passionate about. What is it that you want to achieve in your MSP business? Doing that first, with as much detail as you can, will help every other decision hurdle that you have to get through much, much easier. Doesn't mean that it goes away. But in many cases, it will It will provide a clarity of vision in so many ways. And I'll give you a great example. If I know that I'm going to be delivering state-of-the-art, enterprise-grade managed services, including security, to the SMB market, and I'm going to focus on medical, right? Because just last week, we covered a story that says 49% of medical offices do not have a cyber response plan. So I read that and I say, wow, this is a fantastic market opportunity. We need to shore up our defenses around medical care, especially in a post-pandemic world. Medical providers are really important, and we need to make sure that they're safe. So I'm going to go that route. Well, now I know a lot. Now I know rough because I can start doing a lot of research on the types of medical providers and organizations that are out there in the SMB market, right? I can know whether I'm going to go after, let's say, small independent physicians offices, which, you know, maybe you might have to get even more granular and deal with, you know, are we talking about dental? Are we talking about general practitioner? Are we talking about boutique specialty clinics like radiologists, cardiologists? Are we talking about foot doctors? Right. Every you can start to get granular and into vertical markets. The more vertical and more detailed you get, the better your downstream efforts are going to become, the easier they're going to become. But if you have that level of detail now in your business planning stage, you then are able to go to market and say, well, I need these types of tools. And I need these types of tools because this is the type of infrastructure that those types of small, call them SMB medical providers and users typically like to use. Well, this vendor over here doesn't really play well in that arena because these are not the types of devices that they're really suited to monitor and manage. But this vendor over here, they really do a good job of that. So now I can favor this type of platform. Are they going to need backup? Backup as a service? Are they going to need, you know, sophisticated SOC, SIM, XDR type of solutions? Maybe, maybe not, but I need to start somewhere, so I need to start with multi-factor authentication. Well, I know that they do a lot of imaging, so maybe we need to work with a hardware vendor to manage these types of hardware devices that are commonly used in a medical practice. You start to narrow your focus and your energy and your resources into solving a problem that is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. When I say smaller, I'm meaning your field of vision is getting narrower, and you're able to focus more of your energy into solving that problem rather than where I see most MSPs is they are sitting there in the middle of a desert or a plain, or, you know, plains, meaning, you know, fields of grass with no end in sight. Or they're in a little dinghy in the middle of the ocean with no ship or land in sight. Basically, you're in the middle of nowhere, and you have no idea, do I go forward? Do I go back? Do I go left? Do I go right? Like, you have no bearing. That is what having no business plan is like for most MSP startups. And when you start to answer each one of those questions, I would equate that to you answer the type of customer you wanna sell to, and you start to get specific, and you start to dive really deep into the character profile of those types of customers, and then you add on to that the types of services that you think that they are going to be willing to buy from you. And you add on to that, you start to narrow down the types of service bundle packages and the margins you're going to make and the types of hardware and software that you may need to offer. Every one of those characteristics or details is like a road sign saying this city this way, or a building on the horizon to give you some perspective and some general idea of where you need to be heading. It's giving you knowledge instead of you just being adrift in a open sea with no concept of which way, no compass to guide you. And I've seen the lack of a business plan really, kind of harm MSP startups when it comes to the purchasing decision, because I've had these discussions with people who have already gone out and spent a lot of money on different MSP tools. And it doesn't mean that the tools were bad. And I'm not saying that at all. I'm not going to say who they were, because it doesn't matter who they were. I've seen it for all of them. The point is that it was like they went out and they bought all these tools, and then they came back and they said, okay, how should I start? I want to become an MSP. Well, do you even know that these tools are relevant to what you want to do? And in the more severe cases, I've seen MSPs, people who have actually had to throw away a good amount of money and time because the tools that they acquired, they paid licenses for, just weren't suitable for the job. Because after they really started to understand who their customers were, the types of services they wanted to deliver, and they started to get very detailed into that level of discussion, they quickly realized, wow, some of these tools just aren't cut out for that. And that's a bad position to be in, because you don't want to be in the situation where you have to throw away or take steps backwards. That's never a good thing in any business venture. So having a business plan for your MSP startup will provide a great amount of clarity for your future decisions that must be made. It should dramatically lessen, it won't eliminate, but it will lessen the amount of missteps and kind of the wasted time, the wasted resources and effort that you may and probably will see in any startup venture, right? That's what the nature of being a startup is. You're gonna make mistakes. It's not about eliminating mistakes. It's about reducing the number of mistakes you do make and reducing the impact of those mistakes that you do make and how significant they are to your overall success. And that ultimately leads, in my opinion, to a very critical business desirable outcome, which is a faster time to market. Developing your MSP business plan first will equate to a faster time to market, meaning you will be faster to a point where you are able to deliver a viable, managed IT services offering to your defined customer base, ready to scale that service. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by time to market. And it cannot happen without a business plan. It generally won't happen. Like, you may get lucky and you may sell a project, right? Don't get me wrong. You may think you're selling a managed services offering, which it may likely be something else, like a break fix or a block time and materials kind of subscription, which is, again, not managed services. But if you really do some important critical planning first, wow, does it have almost miraculous downstream impact and benefits for you and everyone involved. by doing that little bit of planning in the early stages. And again, if you're not the type of person that you want to write a formal business plan, like I get that, but you should at least have a slide deck. You know, put a PowerPoint together and say, look, this is what I want to do. And try to be as articulate as you can be. What types of services? Who do you want to sell to? Start listing the types of products that you think that you're going to need in order to deliver those managed services offerings. Start to think about, because I haven't talked about it yet, but think about the type of people you're going to start to, you're going to need to hire. All right. If I have a business plan that requires me to service, you know, a very unique customer class that happens to favor, you know, for example, like an AS400 server, like not a mainstream server at all. All right, well, that's going to impact who I go and hire, because not everyone coming out of a four-year degree college with a computer science degree is going to understand management of an AS400 system, right? And there are many other examples of that where you may have specializations, you may have very unique characteristics to your managed services business plan that require different tools, different people, and a different approach to sales, a different approach to marketing than you may experience with other types of MSPs. And so when I hear people say, well, managed services, it's due for consolidation because nobody can distinguish from someone else. I think that is the most grotesquely ignorant thing that I've ever heard. And I hear it a lot, and I'm sorry that I do hear it a lot, because when I look at the managed services landscape, I see an incredible amount of diversity of approaches to the market, the types of customers. Even if you take 100 MSPs who all have the same identical product service offering, you dig deep and you will see that there are really big differences in their approach. Not just pricing, I'm talking how they deliver, to whom they deliver, their knowledge and understanding of their customers, their interaction with the customers, the business impact, the risk, the just the level of skill that comes from understanding a particular customer, assuming everything else is the same. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about the diversity of the managed services profession. So don't be fooled or lulled into a false sense of every MSP is identical to one another just because you use the same tools. It is not true. There is an incredible, I mean, just look at restaurants. If you doubt me, are all restaurants just providers of food for consumption to a general public? Absolutely not. And the same is true for managed service providers. There is a wide range of difference. And so within that wide spectrum of colors that you can pick from, be original, be adventurous, be bold, do something that you like and you believe in. Stake a place for yourself in this profession, but do so with some thought. Write it down in some fashion with as much detail as you can. And armed with that plan, I am fairly confident that you will have a much easier time. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy and just, you know, like a breeze, a walk in the park. No, I'm not saying that. But you will make your future efforts, all the other decisions that you need to make on your path towards becoming an MSP will become easier. I guarantee you it will. And I've seen this firsthand. I believe it. I absolutely believe it. And for a little bit of work on the front end, you save a ton of time and money on the back end. Our MSP Best Practices series, Episode one, writing a business plan. Good luck. Be adventurous.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.